Kristi Noemann talks with five red states to construct detention facilities inspired by alligator Alcatraz. By Hannah Knudsen on July 16, 2025. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is in talks with five other states to construct migrant detention facilities inspired by alligator Alcatraz, she confirmed over the weekend. While she did not name the states, Noem did say they are in talks following the successful partnership between the state of Florida and the federal government in transforming the Miami-Dade Collier Training Facility in the Florida Everglades to a center to process, house, and ultimately deport dangerous criminal migrants. We've had several other states that are actually using alligator Alcatraz as a model for how they can partner with us, she said over the weekend. Alligator Alcatraz has been a subject of attack by the left and establishment media, which have continued to feed the general public mass misinformation on the facility. Despite false reports, alligator Alcatraz, which has emerged as a model for other states to emulate, has 158,000 square feet of housing, 24/7 air conditioning, a 24/7 medical facility and pharmacy, access to indoor and outdoor recreational yards, legal and clergy support services, laundry, and more. Further, it was constructed with an aluminum frame structure rated for winds of 110 miles an hour. Or as Florida Division of Emergency Management head Kevin Guthrie put it, a high-end category 2, for those people that don't think that we're taking that into consideration. He also noted that there are backup generators in place. We put a staff village here on site with a capacity of 1,000, he added. Further, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other officials, have repeatedly said that illegal migrants do not have to go to facilities such as Alligator Alcatraz if they choose to self-deport. So right when you do the intake, they have the information about voluntary departure. They have the ability, obviously, you guys are funding that, because it's a lot cheaper to do it that way. DeSantis said while officials, including President Donald Trump, toured the facility ahead of its opening. So, even if they get brought to the front doorstep here, they still have an opportunity to just go back voluntarily, DeSantis explained. Watch, self-deport or go to Alligator Alcatraz. Officials have also made it clear that the facility is housing some of the worst migrants. Fox News received a list sampling some of the migrants at the facility, and it includes an MS-13 member with the nickname Zaytan, as well as a migrant from Cuba who was arrested for cutting the throat of an elderly woman in Key Largo, Florida.